Welcome to today's Let's Talk Guthrie County program. I'm Sam McIntosh. On today's program, I'm talking with Kim Durst of the American Cancer Society about Skin Cancer Awareness Month. As we head into the start of summer this May, why should skin cancer awareness be emphasized?
It is predicted in 2019 that there will be like 5.4 million people diagnosed with skin cancers. And so, you know, it is just so important to, you know, be careful when you're out in the sunshine, you know, and do not, you know, use tanning beds. And because there's so many ways that we can protect ourselves from skin cancer, you know, easily, and we need to definitely do that because this is a cancer that can easily be prevented by prevention.
Kind of digging more into it, what are the causes for skin cancer?
You know, the different causes, you know, it depends on the individual. You know, if you're naturally blonde or have red hair or freckles, fair-skinned, you know, those are some, you know, high-risk factors. You need to be careful with the medications you're taking because they can make you sensitive to light. You know, have you had a lot of sunburns and burn before tanning? You know, if your immune system is down, it can, you know, make you more susceptible to, you know, skin damage. You know, spending a lot of time outdoors, if you've had cancer before, you have a family history. You know, there's just so many, you know, different things out there that can cause skin cancer. And, you know, if you're someone that has a lot of moles or large, irregularly shaped moles, you know, those are something that you really need to watch and, you know, get checked annually by your physician.
Besides moles, what are the warning signs or symptoms of skin cancer?
You know, you just kind of have to look, and if a mole is changing, you know, it's changing shape, color, size. Other symptoms include scaliness, bleeding, or just a change in the appearance of a bump or nodule. You know, you just really need to be aware of your skin and the different changes of what's happening on it.
What screening options are there for detecting skin cancer?
You know, what they have is obviously looking. Your doctor checks your skin to see if any changes. They also have, you know, special, like a dermatologist, you know, they do recommend monthly self-exams, you know, and then, you know, if you, like I said, see any changes in your moles, blemishes, freckles, to get into, you know, your healthcare provider for them to look over your skin. And if they think that it seems odd or there's a change that doesn't seem right, you know, they also have at the dermatologist special screens that they can look to see, you know, if there's damage to your skin and if there's, you know, a chance of a skin cancer that could be started. And, you know, there are two types of skin cancers. We have the non-melanoma, which occurs in the basal and squamous cells. And, you know, this is developed on sun-exposed areas of the body. And, you know, they can be fast or slow growing, but they rarely spread. And then we also have the melanoma skin cancers. And those are from melanocytes. And melanoma is usually curable when it's detected in its early stages. And, you know, with both of these types of cancers, you know, whether it's non-melanoma or melanoma, you know, if caught early, you know, there's over a 90% chance of it being cured and you won't have a reoccurrence of it.
And how dangerous can these two types of skin cancers be, or what are the effects of it?
Basically, with the non-melanoma, they remove a mole or that area, and generally it doesn't spread much further. You know, it's very rare that it spreads any further. But melanoma is the one that you really, you know, need to watch out for because, you know, those can spread, and that one is the most serious type of skin cancer.
And how can people reduce the risk of skin cancer?
What the American Cancer Society says, and it's pretty cute, it's called slip, slop, slap, and wrap. So slip on a shirt, any type of clothing to cover your skin, to protect it from the sun rays. Slop on sunscreen, you know, wear 30 SPF or greater, and be generous with it, and make sure that you don't forget, you know, your hands, your feet, your ears, in the back of your neck. Also, on the slap part, you know, slap on a hat to protect your scalp, and then wrap on some sunglasses to protect your eyes from, you know, the damages of these rays. So, you know, it's just so important to, you know, be careful when you're out and about in the sunshine, even on a shady day, you know, when there's clouds out there. You might not think those rays are potent, but they really are. And also avoid indoor tanning beds and sun lamps. You know, they have so many great ways to give yourself a healthy glow by either those tanning lotions that they have out now or spray tan for those special events. So there's just so many ways you can protect yourself from skin cancer.
Okay, well, I think that'll do it in case there's anything else you want to add.
Nope, just that, you know, Relay is June 22nd, so it's coming up fast. You know, if you're interested in being a team, you know, please reach out to us and let us know. We can help you get registered. We can give you ideas on fundraising. And, you know, we do fundraising year-round, so don't feel like you have to have a fundraiser right before Relay with it just being 6 weeks away. But it's coming up fast. We're looking forward to having it again at the Guthrie County Fairgrounds Event Center. You know, lots of fun that afternoon, and we decided to move it to a Saturday this year just due to the fact that we have so many people that come after work, and we want to have everyone have time to get there and enjoy the afternoon and evening.
That's been today's Let's Talk Guthrie County with Kim Durst of the American Cancer Society about Skin Cancer Awareness Month. I'm Sam McIntosh. You can find this program online at raccoonvalleyradio.com.